Recent research has found the MRMS QPE algorithm to more accurately handle the melting layer than the dual pole QPE algorithm. If we think back to the previous module, we learned how MRMS is able to better capture variations in melting layer intensity by noting areas where Z increases and CC decreases, and then applying an idealized reflectivity there to prevent overestimation. Dual-pole's method of identifying the melting layer isn't as advanced as this. Further, dual-pole simply applies one R-Z relationship with a varying coefficient out front throughout the entire melting layer, whereas MRMS allows up to four different R-Z relationships to be used depending on precipitation type. Because of these reasons, it's a best practice to lean on MRMS anytime you get within and above the melting layer. But how do you know where the melting layer begins? Well, here's where the MLDA exists in your AWIPS menu. We recommend having hydro procedures that overlay the melting layer rings to help maintain situational awareness. Additionally, you'll notice how these rings correlate to the hybrid hydrometeor classifications in the dual pole logic, where you can see that sudden switch in hydrometeor identification to grapple, snow, and ice once you enter the melting layer. And in this entire region, dual pole will be only using one crude R of Z relationship with a varying coefficient out front to account for overestimation due to the melting layer. So it's much better to lean on MRMS for QPE amounts here instead of dual pole. Now, unfortunately, MRMS does not have a simple overlay such as this. Instead, there are a few non-SBN products you could view online or via the LDM, and these are included in the resources section. Below the melting layer, MRMS and dual pole perform similarly, with the exception of one caveat that is actually very important for you to be aware of. Go ahead and click on the caution icon to learn more.